Track 8. There are no letters in the paper this week, so instead we're going to have a look at what was happening in Tynmouth 50 years ago. And that's in the Tynmouth Post and Gazette on the 21st of March 1975. Real caring. Mrs. Pat Dawson, wife of Dr. John Dawson of Kinniver Nursing Home, New Road, left England by air on Tuesday for Saigon, where she will collect an orphan Vietnamese baby for some friends. Mrs. Dawson may also bring back another orphan for herself and her husband to care for. The fact that they already have two of these unfortunate babies has excited the admiration of everyone.
Rate's arrears. Over 200 summonses have been issued for rate arrears so far, returnable at Tynmouth Magistrates Court, and one can imagine that there has been a similar proportion at Newton Abbot and Totnes courts, whether caused by the financial situation or whether it is pure cussedness to register protests at the terrific increase in rates is not clear, but 53 paid up at the last moment prior to Wednesday, and 46 others had distress warrants issued on them. The only publicity a protester can obtain is by courtesy of the press in reporting what he says.
Fishermen's annual dinner. The toast to the southwestern fisheries was proposed by Mr. S. Black, who said that any time the fishermen needed advice, whether they were musselmen, salmonmen, or trawlermen, always sent to the district fishing officer, Mr. W. H. Williams, and he would always turn up to give that advice. In reply, Mr. Williams told of what he called a tragedy. Tynmouth boats, fishing for mackerel by a new system, came back to Plymouth within 12 hours full of fresh fish and offered it at 2.5p per pound, but on some days never sold a fish. It was another sad thing for Tynmouth that their own harbour authority was not fully cooperative in their needs.